Davis, welcome to the latest episode of Cut to the Chase, episode 102. Unfortunately, today I do not have you in the flesh, but it's okay because mastery can be anywhere.
It's that real estate now, isn't it, Diego? You don't. It's the, in your words, it's the process, it's the system, it's all online, it's digital. So yes,
let's
get into it. Talking about
today, we talk. Well, funny enough, we're talking. What I said before to you when I gave you a call, because sometimes it's nice to pick each other's brain, right? And I said, yep. We never talked about the fact that as an agent in 2023, you actually don't need to be working from an office, right? You don't, and in today's episode is going to be called Forget the Boundaries, because I truly believe, you know, people that listen to this podcast probably know I sell anywhere in Auckland within reason. And the days that someone will say, hey, let me go to their local real estate office. Let me see what they've got on the window in terms of availability of properties. I work in an office, second floor. People wouldn't even know that we got an office where we are. You don't need to actually be in an office You don't need to be in a location for you to be a master at that location or sell within a location. Would you agree with that?
Correct. And you don't have to be an area specialist anymore, because, you know, 10 years ago, they went to the number one in the area because they went, they've got all the information. Now, the consumer has got all their hands on all the information now. So you don't need the area specialist. You need the best agent.
The best agent with the best skills, best system processes, because I'm sure we're going to be talking about conjunctionals and open it up to other agents, which is crucial, regardless. If it's a vendor's market or a buyer's market, that shouldn't change only because it becomes a vendor's market, but that's a conversation from another day. If you got a certain level of skills, their skills are transferable regardless of their location, and you couldn't be any more right. You can find any sales online, but let's take it one step further than the sales. I mean, let's say you got an appraisal in a brand new suburb. You never worked on the other side of town. Now, what a good agent would do was actually spend a little bit of time, go on Google, go on the council website, see if there is anything that is relevant to that area, any new subdivision, any commercial projects that are relevant, any changes in, you know, urban design. All of that has been can be found online, right? So you can become an area expert by spending a couple of hours after work hours at nighttime on the couch while you're watching TV to find out what's happening in the suburb. Now, the skills that you have and the negotiation that you bring to the table, it doesn't matter if it's in South Auckland or if it's in North Auckland, West Auckland, East Auckland, or Central Auckland, or anywhere in the country.
Correct. And those classic lines when you're dealing with people going, oh, we want to deal with an area specialist. It's like, no. Their opinions can prejudice the outcome of the sale. If they've got a preconceived idea of what the property is worth, they're trying to defend all their other listings. I have no preconceived perception. My job is to make you money, not save you. It's funny, hey, all these words that come around and around. And Mr. and Mrs. Seller, people are attracted to your home, not the agent or the agency.
Correct. And let's talk about the conjunction. Let's talk about the actual, opening it up to other agents, you know, and some agencies, you still need to do conjunction within the brand. And, with Harcourts, we're thankful that we don't have to do that. At the same time, a proactive agent, the moment the property comes on the market, will take their time, and I call it in my system and processes the conjunctional email. That's what we send out to all of the agents with similar listing and let them know that we give them a quarter of our commission. Now, that it's from day one at a fair rate, and we're not waiting for the first weekend of open home. We're not waiting for the auction to pass in. We're not waiting for the month to be over. We'll do it from the start. Now, that's what a professional does. Now, a third of the properties I'm selling now, they're sold outside Harcourts, outside my team. Do I care? No, I don't, because I don't care about getting the old pie. I care about getting many, many pies. And if I do the best job for my vendor, then I benefit.
Correct. The commission is it's a privilege, but it's not your right. Hey, I love people that go, oh, we have policies. We don't do work-ins until it gets hard. Are you kidding me? Go and tell your vendor that. And I have Diego that go, why would I list the property in South Auckland when I live on the shore? Well, then do a conjunctional with a local agent who's hungry, whether they're old or young, you know, so they can still do private viewings and all that kind of stuff, right? There's plenty of ways. to get that process sorted.
For a lack of a better expression, there is many ways to skin a cat. Do it correctly, though. And look, jokes apart, it's important that people realize that if you're taking a listing in a different location, don't just take the listing and chuck it online. Do some research, because otherwise you might be called out, not from maybe the vendor, but from the buyers, because you need to understand the local market. That is crucial. We're not here to say that you're going to be listing everywhere and anything and everywhere. But at the end of the day, if you've got an opportunity, it doesn't matter where it is, because your skills will actually be the reason why you're going to be selling it for maximum price.
And don't let any boundary get in your way.
Well, today's podcast, forget the boundaries. Cut to the chase, one or two. I look forward to see you in the flesh next week. Davis, thanks for watching. Everyone, please like, share, subscribe, put a comment. It helps us. And at the end of the day, this doesn't cost you a thing. So that might be the only thing that we're going to ask you. It might take you 10 seconds to put a review. Please do that. Davis, ask them as well, because your voice has more meaning than mine sometimes.
I'm not going to repeat myself, Diego, but in your words, ciao, ciao.